We're happy to welcome Paul Brandis of West Wing Reports. Paul, good morning.
Hey, Dick.
Hey, it's been a remarkable campaign, certainly the closest, hardest fought race in three decades for president. What are your thoughts on this closing weekend? What are you thinking?
Well, I think that at this point, it looks like unless something dramatic happens over the next 3 days, at least most pundits and the numbers appear to point to a slight Obama edge. You can look at the latest polls that came out at midnight, the NBC Wall Street Journal, Marist polls that show Obama with a two-point edge in Florida. That's among likely voters. Of course, that's well within the margin of error. And a six-point lead in Ohio. That lead in Ohio has held a pretty rock solid for quite some time now. So, and we all know without Ohio, there are far fewer paths to 274 Romney. So at this point, it looks like ever so slightly that there's just a little bit of daylight for Obama, a bit of a surprise considering the trouble he had after that first debate in October, where he slid pretty rapidly.
So at the start of this campaign, we were talking about it being a very close finish. Here we are toward the end. It remains close. We also talked about Ohio being the key state, and it remains that.
Well, just as I said, it looks like both of these candidates obviously are crisscrossing the country in your intro, nine states over this last 3 days. And Ohio seems to be sort of the hub. I mean, both of them are going to be going there this weekend. The president is there today and tomorrow. Romney will be there this weekend as well. So Ohio really is the key. And if you look at the states that the candidates are not going to, I think that says something as well. The president, for example, has not gone to North Carolina since the convention. I think that's a sign that those 15 electoral votes are gone. I think Romney has thrown in the towel in Nevada and its six electoral votes. So it's interesting to look at where they are going, but also where they are not.
Paul, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Paul Brandis, West Wing Report.